Hey, I'm Noah, and this is Five Senses, a podcast where we talk about everything you can see, touch, taste, smell, and hear. I know I haven't been posting as consistently as I said I would. I think the only episode I have up on my channel right now is the Madam Web review. But trust me, I have been trying to record some episodes. I tried making a review for Argyle, which was horrible. I tried making a review for Drive Away Dolls, which was also horrible. And then I tried making a review for Dune 2, which I saw this weekend, which I loved. But I didn't have time to do it. And now all my thoughts have sort of disorganized themselves. You know, so this Friday I'm going to rewatch it in 4DX. And I'm planning on creating a full fleshed out review on it, because I definitely think it's up there in like the top 100 movies of all time. My friend was glazing and he said top 3. I disagree with that, but I definitely think it's much better than the first one. And then I also tried to make a review of Eyes Wide Shut, but I don't know, my thoughts are very mixed on that one. I really liked it. Just to give y'all a quick little summary of it, I thought it was incredible, but it's kind of hard to put into words why I liked it. I mean, I'll try to still make a review on it, but we'll see. But today, I'm not talking about Dune 2, Drive Away Dolls, Argyle, or Eyes Wide Shut. Today, I'm talking about something that I'm very late to. Like, I'm talking a couple years late. I think this came out around the COVID time, if I remember correctly. I'm here to talk about The White Lotus, which is just an incredible show. Like, I just want to get straight into it. This show is the bomb, bro. It's one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. You know, not to glaze, but it's one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. The cinematography, I kind of want to discuss that first, because I kind of want to just get it out of the way. It's very well produced. Like, the whole thing has a very beautiful aesthetic to it. It has a nice score. I'm going to get into the score later because I have some mixed opinions on it, actually. But in general, it has a nice score. The camera work, I thought it was stellar. I mean, obviously, it's nothing new. Like, it's not game-changing by any means. I think the best work of art to compare it to, or not to sound pretentious with work of art, the best, like, media to compare it to is the film Infinity Pool, directed by Brandon Cronenberg. Obviously two very different movies, but they both have a very similar message. The thing that really stands out to me as the two of them being similar is the color grading. Both of them take place on these foreign, territories, and the color grading is very, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's sort of desaturated, I'd argue. And normally I'm not a big fan of, like, semi-desaturated movies. I think it's kind of unnecessary and, like, depressing. But it works really well in a show like White Lotus because it's not depressing. I mean, it is depressing in its own way, but it's also, like, really funny. Which brings me to the writing of The White Lotus. I don't really know how to put the writing of this show into actual words describing why I love it, but the best way to explain it is that the show sort of incorporates these classical archetypes for different characters, and it also incorporates these classical stereotypes for different characters, but it does so in a very human and heartfelt way. You know, I talked with my dad about this. He thinks that the show feels a lot like a stage production, and that the characters feel a bit expected at times. And while I do think the whole thing is very polished and it obviously has a direction it's trying to go in, I think the characters still felt very real. And I think even the most annoying characters in the show were very fun to, like, observe. Which I don't think you can say that about many characters in, like, films and shows. Because I feel like a lot of times when you see, like, an annoying character in a work of art, you think to yourself, oh my god, this is awful, I want to shut this off. But when I saw Jake Lacy in the show, for example, I leaned forward and I kept eating my popcorn, man. He was so good in his role, because I think the difference in an annoying character in The White Lotus and an annoying character in like another show is that these guys are deliberately trying to piss you off. They're deliberately trying to be the worst characters ever, and it works so well because the actors are self-aware about it. And that being said, the acting is incredible. The acting in this show is phenomenal. I don't even... They do such a good job at, like, sort of portraying this feeling of, like, stress and portraying this... how do I even put it into words, man? It's an incredible performance on every part. Specifically, one guy who really stood out to me was Murray Bartlett as Armand. Armand is just such a complex character. I'm not going to get too much into spoilers, but I thought his storyline was the best. Before I continue talking about the characters and the story, though, I do want to mention one little issue with the show. Just one little, like, technical issue. And there is still a claim that contradicts this issue in some ways, so this isn't even a huge problem. But I did think the sound mixing was kind of awful at times in The White Lotus. I thought the score was playing way too loud throughout some of the conversations. And maybe that was intentional, but it didn't really work for me. And I had to sit and read the subtitles through like 10-minute long scenes, which was just kind of difficult. But I do think the score that plays throughout those scenes, the music that plays, it's incredible. Like, both the score and the soundtrack, it works really well. It fits the aesthetic of the show, and I really appreciated it. I want to talk about one final thing, and that's, like, the message of the show. And this ties in with what I was talking about earlier with the writing and the archetype and the stereotypes. I think it goes without saying that even without really knowing much about the show, you could just Google it up, and you could probably understand that it's about, like, social classes and sort of the... I don't know how to explain it, like, the ignorance of the rich, I guess, but also the hatred of the rich by the lower class. And I think something cool that the show does is it kind of pokes fun at both sides of the situation. You know, like, it doesn't try to paint the lower class in this perfect angelic light. It paints them almost just as bad as the upper class. It's just, they're both affecting each other in different ways. And I just really love those little, you know, interwoven themes of, like, imperialism. And I think even nationalism was present a little bit. All these, like, political themes were very well inserted into the storyline and the characters. And I thought, you know, just to sum it all up, I thought it was perfect how comedy was interwoven with the whole thing. You know, I think if the show wasn't funny, it wouldn't be as good. You know, I think that sort of dry, hidden sense of humor in The White Lotus is what makes it so perfect, and just kind of what tops that, kind of what puts that cherry on top, you know? So to conclude, you know, 9 out of 10. I know this is a bit of glazing, but I think it's one of my favorite shows of all time at the moment, next to Twin Peaks. I will update y'all when I watch season 2. That's about it.